You may have noticed a few empty supermarket shelves of late, not to mention fewer services like public transport and childcare. There are concerns the basic goods and services we rely on are going to become even harder to obtain in the weeks ahead as the pandemic ushers in a new supply crisis. Some are predicting up to a third of the entire workforce could soon be affected in some way by COVID. And there are now calls for the government to prioritise testing for essential workers to ensure that they can be called back as quickly as possible for vital services. Business reporter David Taylor looks at the current state of play.
David Smith runs a long-haul trucking business in South Australia and says COVID's making his life an enormous logistical challenge.
Just for example, we've got some customers that make it mandatory to have a rapid antigen test, a RATS test, before you enter their premises. Other customers that have actually had to shut the doors. Matter of fact, we ourselves have had two this week where, well, if I include the abattoir, three this week actually, that have just literally shut the door because they don't have enough staff left to continue. So there's little things pop up.
He's also the president of the Australian Trucking Association. The other day he was forced to pull up stumps on a big job.
We were some 400 kilometres into that journey the meatworks closed down. They had too many cases of COVID where they had to send workers home and actually closed the meatworks. So we actually turned around and took them back to the farm, to the feedlot. So it's certainly trying times, definitely.
The Australian Meat Industry Council is warning of a massive supply shock of Australian meat. The council's CEO, Patrick Hutchinson, told ABC Rural staff shortages have already forced down a number of processors on the East Coast, and big issues with meat supply are coming.
It looks like we're in some very, very big trouble very quickly. We've been doing a ring around of members in New South Wales and also in Victoria. A number of very large facilities can't work, or if they are working on a heavily reduced shift just to try and meet some domestic orders. They are, and all based around the issue of isolation, where certainly from our visa workers, but also more broadly, if one person, because of household contacts, if one person has it, then down you go. So inevitably, you have to wait that 7 days, and this is just going to repeat itself over and over and over and over again.
So what's the solution? Well, the council's calling on the government to supply free rapid antigen tests to the sector. It also wants access to PCR test results quickly and is asking for food supply chain workers to be treated the same as health workers.
The PCR test result is taking longer than isolation is taking as per the current close contact definition. So it's almost pointless going through this whole process.
Truckies have welcomed the relaxation of the rules over testing following this week's National Cabinet, including not requiring a PCR test. But is there a simple solution? Well, the CEO of the National Road Transport Association, Warren Clark, says he would like to see new regulations that allow truckies to drive and isolate at the same time.
They're naturally isolated in their trucks and their cabins, fuel stations. They've got separate areas. You know, when they go into distribution centres, they're treated as if they have COVID and there's very, very limited interactions.
He warns if there is no flexibility there, consumers can expect supermarkets to run out of supplies. But is that realistic? Well, in a statement, a Woolworths spokesperson said, quote, "We're currently experiencing delays with some stock deliveries to our stores due to the impacts of COVID-19 across the food and grocery supply chain," adding, "As a result, our stores may have reduced availability of some products at points throughout the day before they receive their next delivery." A Coles spokesperson told us, quote, "We apologise to our customers if an item they wish to purchase is unavailable when they do their shopping, and our team are working hard to replenish our shelves as quickly as possible." But the supply constraints go well beyond meat processing and logistics and supermarkets. The CEO of Ritchie's IGA, Fred Harrison, says the cracks in the supply chain began showing in early December, and it's an across-the-board issue affecting all goods and services.
It's generally across the board. It's no one specific category. There's just a shortage of stock. There's deliveries that are anywhere from 2 days to a week late, and most of it is coming out of the COVID issues. And it's basically the fact that so much of the workforce has been isolating, invariably being caught up in close contact. And that's what's causing the biggest issue at the moment. People who are fit and healthy, because maybe their wife or their partner or their daughter or son have come down with COVID, even though they haven't been detected with COVID, they're unable to work for 7 days. And it's taking a lot of people out of the network, which is in turn meaning everything's running considerably behind.
PM asked the government to comment on the growing supply crisis, but we didn't receive a response before deadline.
David Taylor with that report.